Time stops for no being. Overthrowing despots be damned. A favor for a friend and ally brings the Void Jammer's crew to the ocean planet of Entha on a rescue mission. They'll soon find out that the churning water is home to many mysteries, some that jeopardize their current mission, and some about the crew members themselves. Beneath the surface lie potential answers and, for once, a job that has them answering a call to protect and to preserve. Aside from the demons within, in their way stands a much more immediate and external dragon to slay, the company manager of Entha and her squad of aquatic troubleshooters. And Saren, Relora, Ballad, and Friday look like the perfect target practice. Ride the waves or get shot trying. Far beyond the stars. Get this cracking, shall we? Just moving right into it, the four of you last episode finally made it down to Terra 5 and found that it was actively flooding and hanging over the edge of a deep sea abyss. Not a good situation. You were able to board. It appears that Terra 5 is actively in an emergency situation. Everything was dark. The emergency lights were on. You didn't see anybody there. The pump that was supposed to be pumping water out of the station is broken. You took a little look around. You found a couple of Terra 5 staff members. You found Dev collapsed over the ROV controls in that room after going unconscious after the explosion. You found Zivix in the bunk room, cowering on top of one of the bunk beds, but ready to fight, ready to put up his dukes if someone came in to scream and run away after throwing a couple feeble punches. But you did manage to get him nominally calmed down and on the way back to the pump room to fix it, because he is a mechanic. And right as you were doing that, another wrinkle happened. The waters are continuing to rise around your ankles, and across the hallway, two callow mercenaries have attempted to enter the room, but have been thwarted multiple times in multiple ways. It's been very exciting stuff. Ballad has hit them a lot. Friday has dispelled their magic and also imprisoned them in crystal. They're not having a great time so far. I'm hoping to make that a little different in this episode. We'll see how it goes. You still have seen no sign of Shan or the remaining two staff members of this terraforming platform. Before we move back into combat, however, I would like to address something with Capitan Friday. I thought something last episode sounded a wee bit suspicious, just a teeny weeny bit suspicious about the dampen spell ability that you have been using. That there's no save, there's nothing any of us have to do, there are no conditions, you just cancel the spell. It just didn't seem right. So I looked up the spell. And as it turns out, you do have to make a dispel check if you want to use this spell. And depending on which spell slot you use for that spell, it has different effects, none of which are just cancel the spell. So going forward, we will be using the rules as written for this dispel magic ability.
I saw that Angel posted that the other day, and I was like, oh, okay. Shit.
Did you post that the other day, Angel? I missed that.
Yeah, because, see, and here's the mistake, is we asked about saving throw, and on the spell description, it says saving throw none. So that's where I was like, oh, there's no saving
right,
throw.
But in the rest of the description, there's something you have to do.
And this is the reason why, you know, as somebody who doesn't do blocks of text very well, for reading, like, I miss things, basically. Paizo, please make bullet points instead of blocks of text. I can read bullet points much easier than a block of text.
Nobody likes blocks of text.
It's so hard.
Neurotypical people don't like fucking blocks of text. Hey, accessibility call.
It drives me crazy because I'm just somebody who doesn't read blocks of text well. And I've gotten in the past like, well, you're cheating. I'm like, no, I'm not cheating. I just miss things because mm-hmm. it's a fucking giant block of text.
Yeah.
And my brain can't process it. So it's just like, yeah. God.
100%. Anyway. I have in the games that we've played together, I do that all the time with various extremely complicated spells where I just straight up miss instructions.
I apologize, Galactic Mistress. I will make sure we do this. I will do this better in the future.
Apology accepted.
It is still a badass spell.
It's a great spell. It's a great spell, but it's a little too great if it just happens. All right, we are back at the top of the round with the Kahlo Deepstalker, whose spell was horribly thwarted by Captain Friday Francisco in the last episode. And let's see. Okay, so this guy does not have a lot of options with his buddy in between him and Ballad. I think he's just gonna go for trying to shoot Ballad around his friend. He's going to grunt at his friend to duck.
To set things up for the audience, I'm in the door, and the two guys on the other side are stacked in a hallway. So,
ooh, this still might do it, though. This still might do it, though. How's a 26 do? That was a natural 20, though.
So then it does hit. That's funny that he can't even technically, he can only hit me on a natural
on a crit in this instance. So that's going to be 16 points of damage and you are staggered.
Oh.
Well, actually, you know what? You get a reflex. You get a reflex save.
Oh, so unlikely that I'm going to get out of this.
You're staggered.
That is a one, audience.
So the mercenary to the back sort of wedges their gun in between their buddy and the crystals on the wall and takes an absolutely wild shot that just should not work, but it's just sort of a right place, right time. Ballad's distracted with the guy in front and it just gets you, and it's cold damage, so it like just ice erupts over your chest piece and just freezes to your skin. You can feel your armor sticking directly to you and just generally slows you down, makes it harder for you to move, and it's very, very, very cold.
Good shot.
Thank you. That was wildly improbable. So with that, we're going to move on to Saren's turn. And Saren, as I recall, you were attempting to pilot the drone to start making repairs on the outside of the station, right?
Yeah, I believe that's what I was doing. I was making some rolls.
Trying to do.
Yeah. I think I'm going to continue trying to do that.
Cool.
Yeah, whatever. There's a fight going on. I'm not good in a fight, okay?
That's still going to be an engineering check to operate the ROV. Dev is still kind of hanging over your shoulder going, okay, yeah. So I made some weird changes to the pad. No, don't press that button. Press this button. And that's a pass.
I rolled a 30. Saren says, "Oh yeah, no. I think I just got thrown off a second ago by the gunfire. Working under these conditions is fun.
That'll do it." They kind of give your shoulder sort of like a warm clasp of his hand. Just kind of like, it can be scary, yeah. But don't worry about it. You got it. You've totally got the hang of it.
You have a lot of experience with gunfire.
Oh, some. You know, I've been taking engineering jobs and a lot of I used to work extra legally, and this seemed like a cushier job at the time.
I know what that's like.
Real relaxing.
that is Saren's turn.
That's
very relaxing. Oh, very relaxing.
Well, you've made the check to pilot the vehicle. What would you like to do with the vehicle? Because, like, I think you can still make repairs with it. Where are you trying to repair specifically? I can't remember where you moved to.
There was a big hole under, like, the central portion, I believe, that I was working on, under, like, near the struts.
Cool. Well, we'll go ahead and say, according to your map, that you sent it towards the common area, which is the part of the platform that's right past the dorm, which Friday you would have noticed as you were escorting Zivix back, that is where a lot of the water seems to be leaking from. Okay.
Awesome.
Well done, Saren. We are going to move on to Vix. What does Vix want to do? What is Vix up to?
All right, let's see. Ballad is holding our choke point. So Vix is thinking strategically it's best if, since to their knowledge, that's the only point of entry that they've seen so far. So they're going to be providing some covering fire. So they are leveling their weapon. Again, it's kind of a small area, but they basically have their weapon leveled. And what they're going to be doing is, depending on what the other folks are or the assailants are doing, we'll be doing kind of little pot shots. But mechanically, I will be doing covering fire. So I am going to roll my attack. Cool. All right. Well, I got a 25, so I met the AC 15. So even if I'm picturing cinematically that nothing's going on now, maybe when it's like their turn to attack. But Ballad now has a +2 bonus to AC against the creature in front of them.
Okay, nice. That actually is super handy because I had plans for that guy. Boo. Also, good thinking, Angel. You're so smart and good at this game, damn you.
Oh gosh.
Okay, it's Ballad's turn.
Okay. Ballad is gonna go ahead and make a swing.
Sweet. Ooh, nice.
A 20 hit. A dirty 20.
A dirty 20. A nasty, dirty 20. That definitely hits.
Yay.
Hooray.
Destroy them. They're gonna die.
God, I hope so. They feel like they've taken a shitload of damage.
23 points of damage.
Oh my.
Oof.
Goodness gracious.
The person in front of you, he'd already been looking just the slightest bit worse for wear. Bad things had been happening to him. And there were some holes in his armor already. He was sort of, you know, impaled on some crystal spikes emanating out of the wall. And now that you have hit him with this, describe what it looks like to me when you wreck him.
Yeah, I mean,
he did.
She was just in shock from getting hit by that blast of cold. And I'm sure we all know it's almost like anxiety inducing when someone puts something cold on the back of your neck. So it's kind of that feeling for her at first. And the breath gets briefly knocked out of them. And then the frost is creeping up the robotic elements that are exposed when they have their arms extended. But they just whip that arm forward that's like covered in frost, and it starts cracking. And they just, with sheer force of strength, because Ballad is strong, they're just almost barehanded. I think actually what happens is they go to hit with their whip, and it just wraps around their fist, and they deck him straight in the face with their chain whip wrapped around their hand.
Oh my god. Gnarly.
And it like the point, because you know it has the sharp point, it's between their fingers, and it goes straight through his helmet into his head.
Ooh.
And then they pull their arm back, and they're just breathing, you know, with the tingly, horrible feeling of being hit by all that cold, and they're still shivering, like their teeth are clattering, but they're staring down the one behind them like, "You're next, bud."
Oh.
See what I just did? I'm gonna do that to you.
I see it. Okay, nasty.
Yikes.
I like it. Okay. Yeah, he crumples when you do this to him. And the deep stalker behind him, you just see their eyes just narrow at you.
You're next, motherfucker.
Get got.
We are on to Zivix. Okay, all you can for Zivix's turn, Friday and Vix, and honestly, yeah, probably Ballad if you're not too distracted by absolutely murdering the person in front of you. You can hear some faint cursing coming from the pump room. God fuck. God damn it, I always forget I'd never do it right. God fucking damn it.
Cling clong.
So it's going well.
Thump, thump, thump.
Sarah, can you see if maybe Dev could go help Zivix in the pump room? He seems not having much luck getting that thing fixed.
Sure. I can talk, though. Dev's pretty instrumental in helping me out over here right now. He made some changes to the piloting system.
Yeah.
It's given me a bit of a fit. So.
Okay, well, whatever you can do.
Okay. Aye, aye, Captain.
Okay. It's Friday's turn.
Fanny, I know you're doing a great job helping out here, but maybe see if Zivix can... We need to get that pump fixed.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, water rising. Captain.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to use my last magic missile gem and throw magic missiles at the one guy because I know those will hit and I don't have to worry about using any spells because I am starting to run low.
Alrighty. What is the damage?
6 points of damage to Mr. Creature number two that's left. And then Friday is going to move and there he's going to start moving towards the angle. Ballad, I'm going to leave this last one to you.
Yep, you know I got it.
And I have a hero point request, if possible. Madam Galactic Mistress, I would like
we'll
to use
a
hero
a generous
point
mood.
Combined with my infinite worlds for rule of fun. I would like to create a portal in the dormitory that basically acts as a drain for the water for the next two turns.
But at least isn't rising, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll allow it, but I am going to still be using the mechanics of how the flooding happens, which means that it's not like all of the water is going to start draining out of critical areas immediately. Flooding happens by turn, so that means that the dorm will start losing water first, and then the hallways next to it, and then the rooms next to the hallways. So by the time water starts draining out of the areas that I think you're trying to protect, I don't think it's a good use of your hero point.
I was just keeping it because hero difficult terrain, I can only move half speed. So I was trying to empty the dorm so I could move full speed next turn through the dorm.
Through the dorm. Okay, then yeah, I will allow it. If that's your goal, okay. I think that works. I think that's a good use of it. Cool. I just wasn't sure if you were trying to do something else with it. Yep, you got it.
Awesome. Thank you, Madam Galactic Mistress. So Friday pulls into that. He's just thinking, and he's just thinking about a bathtub and the drain, and it's swirling around. And all of a sudden in the dormitory appears a giant bathtub drain on the floor, and it starts sucking the water out of that room.
Okay.
And the water's being pulled into some random world. Some random, poor random world's getting flooded. I just see there's like this person just sitting there.
Alien seawater.
Yeah, they're just sitting there with just somebody's there, like some lizard creatures just sitting there with the morning tea and drinking. All of a sudden, this portal opens above them and water just starts pouring on top of them.
Okay, poor lizard person. Just ruin their day.
Let me make some environment calculations then, because that's going to change the water balance in some of these other rooms. So give me a moment. It is the environment's turn. The environment has some thinking to do because she let this map get a little chaotic. For her.
And as always, Dustin has to bring in his bullshit to make things more complicated.
Absolutely. It's one of my least and most favorite things about you. Those two things exist in tension with each other.
Constantly.
Constant tension. Damn you, but also that's a fun idea. Two things that happen a lot.
That's the thing I think Jess will understand this play, the Witch Warper. It's a lot of creative you have to be creative. You have to have a GM that lets you be creative with it, because otherwise the witch torpor kind of isn't a lot of fun otherwise.
We're back to the top of the round. Ballad, you are staring down the final deep stalker, the final callow mercenary. The hatch is not closed. There is water pouring into the corridor that you're in. So it is now officially difficult terrain in the corridor that Vix and Ballad are in. And in the room where the callow mercenary is, and also does it help my like little PDF is blurry every time I try to scroll to a different section. Anyway, okay. So your speed has been reduced by 5 feet per square in your corridor. In the corridor where the final mercenary is, it looks to be about the same. The water's a little higher, but it still hasn't completely reduced speed or made it so you have to try to swim. But it is getting there, because as you can see behind that callow, that they left the hatch behind them open as well. So there's just water just rushing in along this corridor towards you. It's cold and it's just starting to rise up to the level of your knees. Oh, also, Saren, water is starting to trickle into the room where you and Dev are in as well.
No. Better close that hatch.
might not be a bad idea to close that hatch. So The callow mercenary stares at Ballad, stares at his dead friend, stares at Ballad, stares at their dead friend, and makes the executive decision to retreat backwards down the corridor. So he narrows his eyes at you and just backs up slowly around the corner and out of sight.
Do you have any grenades?
Coward!
And we're on to Saren's turn.
Saren is going to turn to Dev and be like, which do you think you'd be better at, helping me over here or helping Zivix with the pump room?
I think you've got the hang of it here, and Zivix is my buddy. I'll calm him down. Like, he's just in his head, you know? He's just freaking out. I got it. You stay here. You've got it. And he pats you like in a friendly way on the shoulder again, and starts sloshing his way out of the room. I'm gonna close this behind me. Just FYI.
Okay.
We should Thank all you. Be. Then he yells down the corridor.
Probably a good idea.
We should all be closing the hatches, just you know, for safety.
I was already gonna. I'm not stupid.
Just saying.
That's what I said.
I'm not stupid.
I love it. That's me. I don't know why she decided to say that.
I love that so much.
Ballad moments.
So fucking funny. I've also started saying owie whenever I get a boo-boo owie on me, because I think that's so funny.
It's my mood lately.
Did I fix the strut last turn? Did I fix the hole? Did I fix the whatever I was working
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you were able to patch the room that you were working on. It actually looks pretty good to you. There is another hole farther down and another very flooded looking area.
Okay. I assume need to make a piloting check.
You will
check
need to make a piloting check to it over. I'm in a very visual bits piloting. Kind of mood for a podcast. This is probably not great.
17 total.
Okay, DC 17 will do. So you will be able to pilot it over to the next area.
She just like manages to maneuver it with the Wasta. And do I get to make a fixy fix check?
Nope, because it was you moved it. That was the movement portion.
It's a move or a fixie,
a fix, not a move and a fix. Because it takes time to get the machine over to where it needs to be.
Okay. That's my turn.
Fixie, baby. What do you want?
All right, well, Vix is going to head straight to the pump room. I know Dev is on their tail, but, you know, the captain asked them to go check it out. So they're going to make a beeline to the pump room. This is as kind of as far as they can get. So from here, what they'll do is do the aid action to kind of peek around to see what Zivix is doing. Seems you're having some trouble here, maybe?
Yeah.
And
I work on it all the time because it's always breaking and I don't know why. I just can't. I can't do it right now. I swear to God, it's not even the same code. Were you in here earlier? Were you mucking it around? Were you mucking around with my code? Because I swear it's different. Are they still shooting out there?
Oh, no, they're gone. They're fine. We're not under fire. Everybody's gone. They're gone. So we could take a quick deep breath in. Feel the air flowing in through whatever the body parts are. It's like, feel it in your abdomen as it goes in. Feel through the thorax. Out. Feel the energy flow from antenna to segment to segment. And would that aid be like a computer's or an engineering to aid as a role?
I almost want to make your aid a diplomacy because you're coming down so much with just like your soothing energy.
I could give that a shot here.
If you want to. Otherwise the aid would be like computers.
I'll do a computer's one. No, you know what?
Yeah,
but I'm only
using
computers because it's higher. But but that'd be like a mechanics thing, like, oh, I want to use a higher bonus. But you know what? Let's go not optimal. I'm gonna go with the +4 instead of the +9 and see where the dice gods say. All right, I'll do diplomacy.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
Pretty
well,
cool.
Well, 15. I meet the DC for the aid. So
yeah, absolutely.
There's a little help action.
A little
help them.
Okay. Okay. Wow. You're all really efficient at killing, I guess. Oh my god. So now we only have to deal with the
murder.
Flooding station. Ballad yells that
one thing at a time.
Yeah, you hear echoing through the hall.
I love murder.
Well, you know what I like to say? What's the best way to eat a Velvex? One bite at a time.
That's true.
So that'll be a +2 to the
right.
Oh, geez. So they get a +2 check on their next check the next time they're on their turn. So hopefully that'll
excellent.
Be enough to
okay. Let me go ahead
push them.
Give them another engineering check here.
And that's all they got.
Oof.
Well, hopefully they add something to that +11. Oh my gosh, their engineer has +0 computers.
Oh no, no.
Oh,
like,
I was like, oh no, we're doomed.
not doomed. Okay, yeah. With your it's a really high DC to fix it. But with your aid and their bonus, they actually just make it. So it's a good thing you calmed
down.
Phew.
Oh goodness. Oh whew.
Like, okay. Oh, okay, this is
I
actually
have four inspiration points to work with if they need to.
He doesn't need it. He looks over, he's like he seems kind of sheepish. He seems a little embarrassed now. You just kind of recognize that there's just sort of like a certain sort of embarrassed twitch around his mandibles that you recognize that facial expression. You've worn it many a time mm-hmm. yourself. He's just like,
yep,
okay,
yep.
So this is actually the same code. I'll fix it. I got
mean,
it. We, just a jiffy.
We
just
were
a
talking
second.
Around in there as well. But
okay, that does make me feel better. I felt like an idiot, but I got it.
Yeah,
just give
me a reformat for the reboot.
Give me a minute. And so they seem much more confident. They seem very settled. They seem very unaware that Ballad is still hunting a final enemy through the terraforming platform. And we're going to go ahead and move on to Ballad's turn now. Ballad,
well,
your prey has removed themselves. You are standing before an open hatch. Water is pouring in from that hallway and pushing against you fairly aggressively. The water level in there is certainly a bit higher. You have a couple options actually at this level of water, which is super fun. You can wade through it, Titanic style, where you're holding everything you need to keep dry over your head, Or if you decide you don't need to keep anything dry, you can also swim through it.
I would kind of prefer to, I mean, I can deal with this guy later, you know. Right now, if we get things fixed, Ballad figures, you know, the more stuff we get fixed, the easier it's going to be later to deal with a aquatic, you know, a preferring race. So she just sticks her, she's kind of sticking her arms out, and then they like shoot back up into her body. So they're more, they're back to normal size. And then she's going to shake them out and start slamming the the hatch, basically.
Ooh, okay. So you're going to
be
try
like
to
athletics
try to get it closed. Let me go check the rule for that. For trying to close a hatch where the water level is higher and starting to get to the problematic kind of higher. Yeah, make me an athletics check.
Not great.
Grab it, crank it closed.
For fuck's sake.
A 14. The DC was not high. You're kind of just making it. The water is pushing against the door pretty insistently, but you're pretty strong and bendy. So you're able to get it closed on your own without having to yell for help.
Bend the door closed so they can't open it back up.
I wanna. I've already done a move and another, I don't know, I guess move.
Yep. And we are keeping things turn-based because that's how I keep track of the flooding. So we're staying turn-based. Okay, good call, Ballad. And we move on to Zivix, who I just realized now can only now officially make their computers check to repair the pump room because now it's their turn. So now they have officially started repairing the pump. It is going to take them one turn to get that up and running. Friday. You successfully have been able to start draining the room from the dorm area. The corridor that you are in is also starting to drain towards that area. So you leave this corridor, you will no longer be in difficult terrain.
And I figured with double movement, it can actually get me just one square beyond this door here. So
okay,
that's where I'm heading.
Cool. How fun.
See what trouble happens when I open this door.
Right. For audience visuals, I'm at one end of a hallway where I've slammed a hatch shut. If you keep going north and then go west and north more, there's like a dorm, and that's where Friday is about to open another door.
Because that's what Friday does. He just goes.
That's what Friday do.
he sure does. And that's fun. Of him.
I think there's a part of Friday that does not want to tell Tarika that Shan is dead. So he is kind of like rushing to try to find Shan before anything bad happens.
Yeah. I like that as a motivation. I think that makes a lot of sense. Cause like, you know, while this place is flooding, like you've already found one person unconscious. There are pretty deadly mercenaries roaming around. The place is flooding, like, and the rooms that you're moving towards seem to be increasingly dangerous. And Shan is a Brenneri and can do okay in water, but she does still need oxygen to breathe. So, you know, that totally makes sense as a motivation that you're kind of rushing through here.
Also, it's flooding, and if we don't hurry, we would be in trouble.
Yeah.
There's that too. Hence why I'm kind of loving the way the four of you have assigned yourselves your various tasks depending on your sphere of expertise. Like Heidi, I love that. Like you've pointed out that mechanics are often like not the best at combat, but in combat situations, they're usually pretty critical for stopping systems from going haywire and exploding because you're usually in very dangerous areas that rely on machinery working to keep everybody alive. So that's super smart. Ballad, like you have just like, you're the tank. Like you're just in, you're in charge of handling the combat problem. And you do it very well. And Vix, you're just popping all over the place, like solving engineering issues while Friday goes and tries to rescue people as part of his one-man hero band. And I just love it. I think it makes so much sense. And I love that the four of you are sort of doing this according to your character's strengths and not necessarily like a TTRPG like strategy.
You must be true to your heart.
Yep.
or your character's heart.
I will say, Saren does feel pretty concerned about like that about Shan, and is like, I was thinking, you know, about Friday wanting to find Shan to make sure that mm-hmm. like he doesn't have to tell her mom that she's dead, and like Saren, like that made me be like, yeah, I guess Saren, I don't know. Saren wouldn't have just stopped with like normally, right? Like, you know, but like this is a situation where it's like, yeah, G has to do this before G can really save anyone else, and this is saving them, you know, the way that G can, rather than just hurling yourself into water. Like, nope.
Yeah, like this is where Saren's skills are needed. Like, you know, Friday doesn't have really any applicable skills to actually like fixing the station. He's do-gooden skills. So that's what he's off to.
Yeah, he does.
And fighting skills. He's got a few things going on. And
but anyway, what do I see beyond this door?
So you open the door?
Yep. And I get blasted with water.
No, actually.
Oh, thank God.
Certainly some water like seeps out when you open this door, but you don't get it full in the face. You're not drowning. Some of it definitely like rushes over the hatch at you, but you're able to see that this room is still like mostly okay. The utilitarian room's benches fold out from the walls, and one wall has a large vid screen mounted on it. It's got some kind of movie paused on it where a monster is about to clamp its jaws shut on some struggling person. It's paused at the moment. Really awkward looking scene. The person is not an attractive screamer. Very, very bloodshot and teary. There's a low table that is even with the surface of the water, which is sloshing about at roughly knee height. So you are somewhat impaired, and you do see two people in the room who seem to be frantically attempting to fix leaks that are coming in through the wall. There's some water spraying in various directions. One of them is a human woman with dark hair, wearing a cute little headband and an engineering outfit. You might assume this person to be Kaya, who is one of the people who had a water suit, like in storage in the first room. And the other person you see skittering around in here, splishy splashing through the water, able to move so much faster than her companion, is a Brenneri woman.
Shan!
Zivix and Kaya, so we just need Righteous and Riche?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those are the two staff members that are left that you haven't found yet.
Friday yells out, Shan!
Shan's head pop, like she startles and pops up and like drops her tool. It starts floating away from her. She scrabbles at it to get it back out of the water. And then she points it at you menacingly. And she says, and who are you supposed to be?
Shan, it's Friday. You know, Tarika, best friend. I know it's been a while.
So she sort of scowls at you. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess my mom mentioned you from time to time.
I'd hope so. Anyway.
So what are you doing here, though?
Your mom sent me.
You know what? We'll talk in a second. Would you make yourself useful? We're flooding out here, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, we've been working on it. We got Zivix on the pump. We have Saren out.
Oh, good. I'm glad Zivix is still alive instead of just running and screaming and hiding in the bunk room instead of actually, oh, I don't know, helping with anything ever.
Yeah, you got the pump room started, and Saren is here as well. I know you know Saren.
Why the fuck is Saren here? I thought Saren got out of here.
Because Saren's part
of... Why the fuck would Saren come? You know what?
Saren's a part of my...
We'll get to it. We'll talk about this later.
You like, when you were a baby.
And,
Oh my God.
Or maybe
Saren,
we won't.
Saren hears like that last bit and is like, she's cute enough as she is, Captain.
Or maybe
be
we
nice.
Won't talk later. Who's to say? Maybe he'll flush him out of an airlock. That'd be fun. And then, Friday, in this room, you
give
can actually
focus.
Hear... you can hear the creaking of the room you're in. Like, it actively feels like the water is about to burst in any second. This side of the structure is shaking. And Shan said, if we don't stop the flooding, the struts are going to give out and we're all going to die. And I can feel them buckling too. So we're going to have to fix that as well. So you're here, Saren's here, any other team members you've got here, if you could get them to fix the struts, that would be excellent in the sense that we'd all get to live.
I think, isn't that what Saren's doing?
Saren's been fixing the panels on the outside.
Oh yeah, because I was trying to block leaks, but yeah.
Well, isn't this room one of the rooms that Saren fixed?
Saren fixed the bathroom that was adjacent to the dorm room, and then is currently in the process of fixing a leak in this room.
Okay, well, okay. Do you know how to fix the struts? Because Saren's currently patching this room. She can move on to the struts, but. In the meantime, let's get out of this room just in case it decides to buckle and flood.
So Shan takes a big deep breath and she's like, okay, so we already have Berche is swimming around the station trying to shore up the struts. If you're here on the inside of the station, I can go suit up and help her. We're also going to, we're going to need to send someone to check the drilling bay because that's where I sent Righteous. And I honestly, I haven't heard from them, in a minute. So I need someone to go check that room. You say you got Zivix on the pump room. Okay. Kaya turns over and just is sort of like shakily attempting to fix a patch. And just like, yeah, could you go get in your water, in your wetsuit just in case. And, yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll get this.
Just a small note. There is some assassins running around. We've taken care of one, but there's still one that we weren't able to get a hold of that's trying to make things worse.
Oh, good. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's just fucking great. Is the passage back to the moon pool, is that secure enough?
We have that secured.
Okay, well, then that's where Kaya and I are headed. And If you want to keep helping out, drilling room's that way. You'll find it if you keep heading around the ring, around this corridor. It might be flooded by now, though. I'm honestly not sure.
Okay, I'll handle it. Just make sure you close the doors behind you.
She gives you a withering look. Thanks. I'll keep that one in mind.
That was a little mansplaining.
That was very condescending and mansplaining to the drilling tech that works on a deep sea platform.
These are people he doesn't know, so he's just covering all the bases.
Okay, so she leaves the room, heads down there. I'm gonna go ahead and put Shan and Kaya on the turn order. Saren, let's go ahead and start with your turn, since you have no idea where this enemy is or what he might be doing now.
And Saren will say on the comms, or like if there's like a big is there a way to like broadcast to different rooms from here?
Yeah, there's an intercom button on the wall. It's got numbers on the side. Yeah. If you want to contact a specific room, it's also got a whole station button. There's a little label on the whole station button that says Dev only in emergency with exclamation.
Oh,
points.
Snap.
Saren is going to not all station it because this isn't an emergency. But will to the common room just
what a rule follower.
Shan. I mean, I'm the most rules lawyery person at this table.
Absolutely. True. This is true. Also as a note, Shan left the room and is heading towards the moon pool, so she's not in the common room anymore.
Okay. So in that case, in the hallway, wherever she's at. Mm-hmm. Shan, good to hear you're alive. Do you want me to fix I guess you won't have a way to talk back to me.
Oh, I've got an idea. Don't worry about it.
Oh, do you want me to fix the struts or keep fixing the holes to block the leaks?
Shan jams the button. You see the one for the dorms light up, and you hear a voice be like, "Hey, Saren, we've got a lot to talk about, obviously, about what in the hells you are even doing here. But, my friend, it's good to hear your voice, too. Struts, please. Struts, struts, struts. Struts, 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 struts. Leaking won't matter if we fall into an abyss. Thank you."
Good call. I'm here to save your ass. And Saren begins working
on the struts.
This is an edge.
I owe you.
It's an edge corp operation. It could fall into the sea for all I care. I just need to get you guys out of here.
So do you follow Shan and Kaya into the dorms? Are you like banging on an intercom wall?
I'm assuming I just heard the conversation because it's like right there. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Shan will call back and be like, "If it comes to it, I'm with you, but I want to try to preserve it if we can. We don't exactly have a ship to get us off this thing, so we'd be in our wetsuits outside."
Okay. We've got a couple ships. It'd be a tight fit for the 17 of us.
Well, remember, arrangements with Calamity to come get us at the top once we got, if needed.
Sure. So. I know that. Shan doesn't know that.
Saren knows that, though.
So, Saren does get to work on piloting the thing. I assume I have to pilot the repair vehicle to the struts.
Yes. So go ahead and make me a piloting check.
An 18. I go to Excellent. Whichever the worst strut that I can see is.
That would certainly be the one that's sort of in the bottom right-hand corner of the map. It's the one that is kind of crumpling and listing toward the abyss. All four of the struts are showing damage, but that if that one crumbled, that would be the worst consequence.
Okay. Saren pilots it through like the debris that's probably floating there or like sinking off of the station itself through whatever is underneath to get to the strut and preps to actually do some fixes next turn.
As Saren moves underneath those areas, Friday goes, "Hey, Saren, if you see anything, like the drill room's supposed to be that direction. If you see any damage or anything in that room, let me know so I don't open a flooded room."
"All right, Captain. I can do that."
All right, Saren, as you're moving the pile, as you're moving your drone over there, I want you to make me a perception check.
Ho ho, perception, you say? That would be a 19. Does that work for you?
It does. As you're piloting on your way to the strut, you're just sort of casually looking over the side of the rooms. You're not sure which room it is. You can kind of tell, Friday, sort of based on your map and your positioning around the station, which room you think it is. But you do see that there is. Like coming out of one of the rooms is sort of this massive, you recognize it as a drilling rig. It has collapsed through the wall, so it's poking out. And it's just wide open to the sea. And as you're walking by on the way to the strut, you are able to see that there appears to be a body slumped in Berater's chair.
All right. Captain, it does, private channel, right? Captain, the drilling bay doesn't look great. There's a body slumped in the operating chair. Could be alive, maybe not alive, at the very least unconscious.
Okay. But if I go into that room, are we going to be flooding the entire place?
It's completely open to the sea, Saren.
Yes. Yes, you would. It's completely open to the sea.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. I'll try to break the news to Shan.
Okay.
And that is it for my turn.
It's Vix's turn. Isn't that nice?
All right. I rolled a percentage dice just to try out my... I'm picturing the conversation just like flooding and how, folks, some people that read their text while they're driving, you can't catch everything. God, I hope they're not catching everything. Anyway, so I'm just doing that for like a flavor of fun, just for entertaining myself personally. So it looks like Fanny caught whatever was either on public comms, direct text message, whatever media we're using to communicate. Only 8% of the last convo was what fanny picked up, and I'm picturing just like struts. It's like, the struts? What's going on with the struts? Beep boop. Saren, Captain, the struts? Not that yeah, we found Shen.
The struts are collapsing.
Oh, shit. I'll head over. I'll bring up the schematics from where I am in this room. Do I have access to it without opening up the hatches then for the struts?
Access to the struts? No, the struts can only be externally repaired.
Okay, so I'd have to leave through the moon pool.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to put on your water helmet on and actually like get out. Fortunately, you have easy access. You can just jump out. You can just jump into the moon pool and swim over if you wanted to do that.
Oh, well, I'll start doing that then, because I got gills. I've got fins. I've got gills. When you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
That's right. That's right. Excellent. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, then Fix will just go, I'm just hop, skipping it, jump away, on my way. And then to, okay. Oh my gosh.
What's your swim speed?
20 feet. So 40 double movement.
I think you can get all the way to the strut if you just swim directly there.
All right. Zivix, you have this. You've got it. And it's just going to jump and dive into the murky depths. we'll jump in. Again, the water filling in their gills and going through their system. They're still getting used to, but it's like, they get kind of the shivers for a bit. And we'll make their way directly to the struts.
This water is
kicking
cold.
All right, gotta get used to this. I just kinda, hopefully the swimming's keeping them warm as they're using their leg to, I should have installed the swimming fins on the leg so I could do like a little mermaid tail. Oh well, for the next time.
Missed opportunities. Missed opportunities, Angel. As you swim up to it, you see that the ROV mech is also converging on it. And if you look over to your... If you look over to your left on the strut opposing this one, that's also the one that would be careening into the abyss at some point, there is a gorgeous purple Morlama who is clutching some tools in their fins and also like trying to fix it. They've got like their head in a big bubble helmet, but the rest of them is pretty free floating down in the sea. They wave a fin at you.
He wants to be righteous. I'm guessing.
No, that would not be the Morlama. Righteous is the android.
Okay. So that's Breeche.
Yeah, so this is Breeche, who's just a...
Breeche.
So for those of you who don't know what a Morlama is, sapient walruses, basically, from a different planet.
Yes.
They're not indigenous to Entha, but they are just these gorgeous, like, awesome. Purple, blue, and green, very awesome, very cool walrus people.
So yeah, cool.
Yeah, they're super neat. So oh, yeah.
There's all my turn then.
You can assume that's Breeche, who asks absolutely no questions. She's just happy to have any help at all. You look like you're fixing it. That's good. Let's do that.
they're not shooting at me, so that's a good sign.
That's a great sign, and I'm in no position to turn down any kind of help whatsoever. So excellent. They give you a walrusy thumbs up, whatever that means. Okay, now it's Dev's turn. And I think Dev just makes it into the other room, calls out to Zivix, and Zivix is like, I've actually got it under control. Dev just kind of throws his hands up, just kind of like, why did I slosh through all that water then? And we're going to move right along.
I love him.
Dev rules. I don't care what Ballad says. That huntress.
I'm kind of with Ballad on Dev. I'm just like, he's kind of annoying.
Well, Heidi has elite taste.
Nerds.
Ballad doesn't fuck with nerds.
That's all she does.
She hangs out with us all the time.
None of y'all are nerds to her. You're all cool. Like, Saren has your cool style. Mm-hmm. I mean, Fanny is just so many kinds of awesome. Friday's the slick talking cowboy. To her, none of you are nerds, no matter how you think of yourselves.
Dev is definitely a nerdy stoner boy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It is Ballad's turn.
Can you jam the door, Ballad?
Well, I kind of already did a little bit. I don't know where that callow went, to be honest.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't like the. I want to limit the points of entrance where he can come in and harm us, because not all of us are battle ready.
I mean, I could just hang out here and wait for him to come back.
Well, I think there's a door in the pump. I think there's a door in the pump room too, if I remember right, that he could come through. I just promised Zivix that we'd protect him, so I just want to make sure we're safe.
I mean, I'm doing my best. The thing is, like, I can only jam this so much. My time would maybe be better spent just monitoring access ways.
Sounds good.
Sure that I'm ready to attack. So Ballad is going to start moving. Like, I think she'll move into the pump room to make sure that she's protecting the vulnerable folks in here. And she's going to re-extend her arms and just kind of be pacing around, waiting around the moon pool for any sign of the Kalu.
Okay, cool. Hey. Okay, Zivix has finished fixing the pump. Ballad, you were in prime position to hear a victorious little cry coming from the pump room.
Yay.
I'm like, oh my God, I did it.
He's like, hey. Good freaking job.
He comes out of the pump room with his hands on his little hips, and he goes like, yeah, good job, me. Knew I could do it. He awkwardly offers you
a
fist bump.
My suggestion is... Oh, yeah, she extends her extendo arm and gives him a little fist bump. And she's like, all right, listen, nerds, you should probably clear out of here and go hang out with either Saren or maybe the captain. Just get somewhere safe. We gotta, you know, make sure I can protect y'all.
Oh, is this room not safe?
I mean, not to scare you or nothing. I already killed the other one.
What do you mean?
Good, so
it's not the other safe.
It's safe because I'm here.
Vix told
me. It's actually really safe because I'm here.
That they were dead.
Hey, relax. I mean, the other one's about to die when it comes near me. Look,
do you see me? You look really tough.
Do you not see me?
I do.
Yeah.
I see you.
I punched the other one in the head.
You are scary.
So.
That's comforting.
Khaled smiles.
I guess. So comforting.
Comforts you by telling you to calm down.
Hey, calm the fuck down. No.
Zivix finds you... like mildly reassuring, but is now kind of scared of you. But you do seem less likely to just straight up
perfect
murder him. So is that we're gonna call that your turn. Is that okay, Jess?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Cool. Friday. What are you doing?
So Friday, with the information Saren has given him, is gonna go back through the way he came into the dorm. Catch up with Shan. Shan. I don't have the... And close the door behind him, mind you. Shan, I hate to break it to you that I don't think Righteous made it. Saren gave me a call on the way back and saw androids impaled by a drill, slumped over. And I believe I heard from one of my other compatriots that Breeche's working on one of the struts underneath, so we know Breeche's okay. But I don't think Righteous made it.
Her eyes, you see them well up for just a second before she just takes a deep breath and gives you a short little nod. Okay, that's a...
Sorry to break the news to you.
That sucks. Better to know, though, I guess. Well, we'll...
I know we got a lot to do, but I wanted to let you know.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, that ends Friday's turn.
Well, cool. So we're back to the top of the round, and now that the pump is working, there's actually going to be less water going forward. And isn't that fun?
Yay!
Don't we love that? Good job, team. You've been patching stuff up. You're fixing up the station. Water is starting to drain. That Callum mercenary is going to be pissed. Pissed!
We've done undone all his hard
He's
work.
He's been opening hatches all over the damn place, and then a bunch of do-gooders come in here and start shutting the water off.
And we killed his friends that tried
there
to come after us.
There is also that. Okay, Saren, your room is still completely dry. Friday, your room is a little damp on the floor, but otherwise not difficult terrain any longer. Shan is definitely swimming a little bit through the corridor outside of the dormitory, but Kaya is moving through it just fine, and it's totally dry in the moon pool room. So that's kind of where the environment stands at the moment.
Saren is going to make an engineering check.
I love that.
An attempt to use the machine. I'm going to commit a hero point to this.
Oh, nice.
So
I love it. Okay.
Seems important.
That is a good idea.
Dang. Probably don't need it, but anytime I would think that.
Ooh.
The dice said give me a 31 because both rolls
Damn!
Were a 31.
Okay.
Was that a natural 20?
No, that's a 16.
Dang.
Saren said, I've never done this before, but I'm good at it.
She's good at basically everything.
Heck yeah.
If you got a problem, you'll all solve it.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to call? Saren.
So Saren, with your DC, with your engineering check, you successfully like looked at the strut and were able to evaluate like what needed to happen for it. Overall, this strut is it's groaning with the stress of keeping the platform like suspended over this abyss. There are bubbles hissing from the support joints. From what you can see, the other strut across from it does not look like it's in much better shape, and it looks like Briche is struggling. Well, and you can see that like the only really viable solution, like you can't really repair it without actually pulling the platform up and actually putting it in a dry dock to fix the overall structure. What you can do right now is there are a couple of catches and panels where you can lower leg so that it rests snugly against the seafloor and isn't suspended over it anymore. That means that the platform won't be able to move any longer, but it will be a more secure for it.
Okay.
The other thing you notice is that like with how quaky they are, you shouldn't lower just one at a time. It would be ideal if both legs could be lowered simultaneously.
Okay.
You also see that Vix has swum over in your direction.
Saren waves the repair drone's arm, repair claw. Okay, so real fast, kind of knowing that, because I thought I was repairing it. If I'm not repairing it, I don't know. I already said that I would use the hero point, but I'm like, I kind of wish I hadn't, but that's on me.
Well, it was on me because I told you you were repairing it. And that ended up being more of like a check to notice what you needed to do to make it safer. I'll let you take the hero point if you'd rather spend it somewhere else. Because like,
okay,
you know, that was on me for not having fully read that paragraph.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather use it to actually do the job of like fixing this, not so much just identifying the problem. So knowing that, is that the extent of my turn to identify that?
No, because that was just a check to identify it, so you can still take an action.
Saren goes on the comms and just says to Vix, looks like one of the problems that we're going to have to solve is that we are, instead of lifting and fixing the strut itself, we're going to be lowering the base to the floor. We can't do one at a time. We need to do the other one that is also broken where Briche is. If you can swim over there and we can coordinate to do them simultaneously.
These arms that are at your disposal and
okay,
you tell me what needs to be done and I will do it.
Awesome. So since both of your turns are back to back, we can go ahead and I think do this relatively simultaneously. So Vix, are you going to swim over to the other strut and work on that? Okay.
And since I don't know the Briche's comm channel, I'm just going to kind of reach out telepathically with...
Ooh, good idea.
Where's Saren's crew? Right, since Saren's a celebrity. here. We're part of Saren's crew. Hello, don't be alarmed. We are here to assist in any way we can. Saren, I have the Xur on comm. I'll get you the channel, you know, blah blah blah, XYZ53282. But I can also coordinate telepathically. Not an enemy, but we'll need to rest the legs and kind of relay the instructions that Saren had just informed him of.
With the your style of telepathic messaging, can someone respond to you, or is it like a one way channel?
Oh no, it's back and forth. Yeah.
Okay. You hear her voice in your mind, and she's like, "Oh, Shan's friend? That's weird, but I'm not gonna turn down help. Yes, please. Let's do it." I was kind of freaking out actually about having to do this by myself. You know, there's a 50-50 chance that if you lower just one, the other one will just straight up collapse into the abyss. So I like your plan. That's good. Let's do that.
Yes, let's avoid let's avoid that happening.
I like her.
I think yes, she's fun.
All right.
I think she's the Mary of this episode.
I've got two hero points. I will commit one for myself and one to Vix. Or if Brisha is going to, whoever is doing like the lead role on this one.
Yeah, and my one inspiration point is available to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Brisha is feeling kind of shaky and a little traumatized, so she can help, but it would probably be better if Vix did it.
I need to get this crew some drinks while we survive all this stuff. They're going to get a full belly and a lot of booze.
I don't like it when stuff explodes.
Right? Yeah, who does?
Don't
I actually love it.
Yeah, Friday laughs to go, maybe we should introduce them to Ballad.
Oh, goodness. All right, I'm ready to roll. Ooh, goodness gracious. Just, what do we so roll? Yep. Computers? Engineering?
You're doing engineering checks, and Brisha is also going to roll to see if she aids.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, she definitely makes it with her bonus. So, Angel, you have a +2.
Sweet.
Well, I would say right. Vix passes for sure, as does Heidi.
All right, yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask if I got a bonus for, like, doing tech in with my Vaster ability where I get to, like, fix things that are, like, broken and I don't have all the parts. But if I pass, then I pass. Yeah. I rolled a 28 and a 25. Yeah,
and I see that Angel rolled an 18 and a 20, so...
Woo!
Angel, you pass with the aid on that 20.
Okay.
And then, Saren just passes regardless. Oh. It was a very difficult check. Oh, sorry, Heidi, go on.
And as we're doing, like, right before we get started on it, Saren goes over presses the emergency all comm button. All right, everybody, brace yourselves. We're going to be lowering the base. So prepare for some listing, and we will be handling it as best we can. Best of luck.
Okay.
And then ends the comm.
Excellent use of the emergency.
Good job,
comm.
Captain Saren.
So, Ballad, Friday, and Saren, since Saren is still on the platform, I kind of forgot you weren't like physically in the drone. It was like, how are you hitting the intercom button? But that makes sense. You're in the control room. You feel the platform shake a little bit as the struts are released and they begin to lower. The other two struts, which are still perfectly intact, all of their systems are still functioning, and they are designed to lower if the others are being lowered in an emergency situation. So the entire platform is coming to settle nicely on the floor. You are no longer in danger of tipping over into the abyss.
Yes.
Great.
Saren. Woo! Oh my gosh, we have a chief engineer.
There is still
came in so clutch.
Of course, the problem of continued flooding, a dead crew member on Shan's team, and a pesky missing mercenary. But that is going to have to be a problem for another time, i.e., next weekend.
Aww.
Far Beyond the Stars is a Fantastic Worlds production. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you love this show, as you should, because we're very cute and charming and funny and overall just like the best ever. We also do all of those same things over at our other show, the Fantastic Worlds podcast, which Dustin GMs to great effect. And we do our cute, charming, funny thing in the Reign of Winter AP for Pathfinder 1E. It's pretty rad. You should check it out. If you want to just hang out with us a little bit, talk to us, yell at us when we forget a rule, you can head over to our Discord channel. You can go over to our Instagram. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Threads account, I guess. You can go anywhere you like. And you can find links to all of those things on our website, fantasticworldspod.com, where you can also access our Patreon. Please go to our Patreon and give us money. We would like credits, please. Making this show is really fun. We love doing it, and it does cost money. So if you would like to help us with those overhead costs, that would be much appreciated. I'm Abby, your galactic mistress, and you can find me on some social medias at Bonanza Famine, mostly Instagram.
This is Saren, who is breathing a sigh, sigh of relief as she was really not sure that she was going to be able to pull that off. You can find her player, Heidi, on X, I guess. I don't know. I don't really book.
It's always be Twitter.
I'm on Discord mostly, so.
It'd always be Twitter. No longer X.
Yeah, fuck that man.
No one should ever fuck that man.
Hey, exactly. Exactly. Damn him.
She speaks the truth.
No. You can find me on Discord. I pop in every now and then on our Discord. And I play games. I play games on Discord as well. If anyone would like to join me, let me know.
This is Angel Espinoza 916 on the social media stuff. If you folks are playing games, send me a direct message. Maybe I'm missing the stream inadvertently with my very busy and lush social life. No, there's just a lot of stuff going on. it's super social stuff. We got parties, galas that I'm attending all the time, grand openings. Anywho, yes, social medias.
Angel's out at the club. You can find me at the club. That's Angel.
You can find me at the club. Shout out at the Brickworks. No. Hey, I'm going to Google if that place is even still open as the next
It's not. It closed a long time ago. It closed while I was still in high school. I never got to go there because it closed right before I turned 18. It was
I just
rude.
Saw a picture of it, so now all the memory just... It's the visual that I locked the memory blocking here. Oh, my Lord. I'm so old.
My turn now. You can find me at Hank the Clank.
That's nice. That's short. That's simple. I like it.
It's your favorite Captain Friday Francisco running around like a chicken with his head cut off. You can find me, his player, at Dustin Alexander on the social medias. By the way, I don't know if we'll be doing X much longer because, that Twitter, X Twitter.
It blows.
Because, I don't want to support that piece of shit. So that's all I got to say.
You don't want to sheet anything?
What?
It's not called, it's no longer tweets, it's jeets or sheets.
Oh my God.
Know that part. No.
Hang on, I gotta go drop a sheet.
We don't, you know,
right
what?
Now.
Drop a sheet.
He sheet the bed with that term.
It's a hot sheet.
Holy shit.
I'm so glad I could impart that information upon you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank
you.
Oh, it's no longer shit posting. It's sheet posting.
Sheet posting. It makes me want to sheet more. Anyway, we're a goddamn delight. We're so glad all of you agree. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have hung in here for 51 episodes. We're so glad you did. Please make all of your friends and family get on this ish and also listen to all 51 episodes of this. And yeah, we'll see you next time. Far beyond the stars. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Pew, pew.
Far Beyond the Stars is a Fantastic Worlds production and an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. The Starfinder Adventure Path Fly Free or Die is a trademark of Paizo, copyright 2020. All Paizo content is used with permission.
Ballad thinks he's a pathetic wet rag. Of everyone here, he's the one she's least likely to hit on. She's going to kick him over if he gets in her way.
Good to know. Good to know where Dev stands.
Ballad has a high prey drive. She like shoves nerds in lockers.
Oh my lord!
You're a little animal.
I'm dead. That hit me straight in the funny bone. That was so. Ballad's got a strong prey drive.
Actual characters calm channel is just this like almost all the time.
I feel like between the three of you, like that happens a lot. And Saren almost never chimes in, but Saren does say on comms, Dev's kind of cute.
And Ballad's like dot dot dot.
I'll kick him over if he gets in my way. He's a pathetic dish rag. Ooh, incredible. I love you. I love the four of you so very much. You make my ribs hurt so bad. Okay.